Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 65. This episode is entitled Nemesis. It's the season 3 finale. So if you're listening to this and you haven't voted in our poll, it's already too late.
No, not to worry. We'll be having a season 4 poll in about 6 months, at least at the rate we're going.
I think we should instigate the poll around halfway through. That wouldn't even be 6 months, it'd be 3. In 6 months, sure, we'll be finished season 4.
Yes, exactly.
We haven't the season 4 wrap-up. We will, you know, there's no point in telling you we'll be recording the wrap-up because, you know, you're hearing this about 3 weeks after we've recorded it.
Greetings, guildies. I'm Kenny.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're the host of a brand new podcast, Knights of the Guild, the official fan podcast of the web series The Guild.
Each month, we'll bring you the latest news about the Guild cast, including what projects they're working on and what conventions they'll be attending.
Also, we'll be updating you on the current season, be it Season 2, which is currently airing on MSN Video, or Season 3, which is in the early pre-production stage.
We'll talk about some behind-the-scenes fun of Season 2,
as well as having cast, crew, and fan interviews.
So head over to iTunes and subscribe to Knights of the Guild.
Or go to our website for a direct download at knightsoftheguild.podbean.com. Zaboo!
So, if we're good to fire off from the slightly paused and neck strained roaring line.
Yep, we can get straight into Nemesis. We're all set to go.
3, 2, 1, clicky. Fade out to black, fade in. Standard shot, I think.
Sergeant Max Druck again. He's popped it there.
Ooh, Jackson Civvies. And,
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
And Daniel did have appendicitis when this episode was being filmed.
Yeah, because he looks pale.
Yeah, this was filmed about a week after he had his operation.
Can I see your scar?
No.
So, this is art imitating life, then.
Oh, yes.
He does.
Get out of here. You know, it's funny. I mean, after everything we've been through these past few years, and of all things, it's my appendix that lays me out.
I gotta wonder, then, is the high feedback real? Although appendicitis even then would have been keyhole surgery and in and out in a day, depending on how bad it was.
No doubt he's acting here.
Actually, I wouldn't, well, maybe... No, you know, I think maybe I will stay here for two or three days. Bye.
I would have thought for insurance purposes they'd have allowed to wheel him out of the hospital into the studio.
Or they just wheeled the cameras into the hospital. Why would he get an appendicitis off? In what is she doing?
Sir, hi.
Get the welding torch and aqua reactor.
Yeah, that's not a good mix. That's sort of like, you know, smoking a cigarette beside an open gas line. She looks utterly fascinated, doesn't she? kid candy, so I was like, hey!
Oh, she's taking it to base. I'm going to put it back together again.
Smaller, better.
I'm on vacation.
Yes, sir.
So are you.
What happens when she realizes the two or three bits that she'd left over, as you always have whenever you take something apart? One of them was actually a fundamental stabilizing coil.
Yeah, it goes boom.
And so does half a Shane Mountain. Those things have a fairly powerful explosive potential.
She does have a great smile, Amanda does.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure about the turtleneck sweater.
On Jet? Oh, on her. I didn't even know it was a turtleneck sweater because I was focused on the military.
Soda, where the bass grow that big.
Really?
Oh, yes.
It's that big. Yes. And he is describing a fish, folks.
Yes, we know that. She just looks really happy.
This is fun to me, sir.
Well, if playing with your little reactor sounds better than exploring the lakes and natural beauty of northern Minnesota, there's not much I can do.
I've never been in Minnesota.
Ooh, a little bit of subtext here.
It's not very subtle subtext. It's like maybe, you know, 3/4 of the height of the main font.
Well, it flew over Sam's head at first.
Sorry?
It flew over Sam's head at first.
Yeah, Sam's focused on...
Gadgets. Of course, Jack's quickly forgot about Lyra.
Yes, he could go and visit her.
He could, yes.
But I should...
No sweat. See you in a week. And by all means, have fun.
Oh, it's a change of heart.
Not really.
Colonel.
From Jack's perspective, he hears a crashing sound as his illusions shatter.
Have a good time.
Wimp dirt.
Land of sky blue waters. Loofahs. Yeah, sure, you bet your snookums. Mosquitoes.
Oh, that's not good. That's never good.
She recognizes Nazgard beam, surely.
Should do, yeah.
Does he actually say Thor, buddy?
Thor?
Well, no, not quite.
No.
Hello.
Okay, we're up in space.
Yes.
There's nobody else there. It's a ghost ship.
Isn't Thor ill in every sense?
No, somebody's beamed him up.
Yes. Thor probably has telepathic control of the ship.
Yeah. That floor must take some polishing.
Yeah. Blue flashy light thing.
Yeah, this can't be good. You're alone in a strange place and some noise coming towards you.
And now we hear this. I don't think it's a... Would it be a huge spoiler to indicate how significant these things are?
I can't imagine anybody's not seen this episode.
Bugs.
Lots and lots of bugs.
And fade in on... Oh!
Yes, indeed. For this episode, going back to the original credit sequence.
Clearly you've seen the same thing. Of course you're seeing the American vision. Of course you're seeing the same thing.
Yeah.
Is any consolation, by the way, after we've done season 4, I'm back at the UK just.
Yeah,
it's fine. It could be season 5.
No messing with having to slow the playback speeds down or anything. Bliss.
It could be season 5, actually. So this episode, directed by Martin Wood and written by Robert C. Cooper.
Yep, a couple of the cornerstone guys in the franchise.
There's a very large, invisible executive producer credit for it.
Well, to get him on board, they really did have to sweeten the pot a bit.
Well, he would have left after they left Toronto.
Oh, we're back in.
Behind you! They're not going to attack him, though. I don't think this team is a threat.
Well, that one might not. He hit me. That's fine. I'm not sure if I'd had the nerve just to stand there and, you know... press yourself right against the wall in the hopes that they walk by.
I don't think that was narrow. I think it actually froze.
I'm pretty sure it was the Asgard transportation technology.
The judge said, let's hope you're right.
Depends on what they want this time, sir.
Really?
True.
If you thought it was Asgard's transportation technology, Carter, then why did you pull the alarm?
Yeah, on general principles, you can never be criticised for pulling the alarm in the SGC.
It's about the only thing Carter's going to be pulling this episode.
That bring Tilt back. Went off world for a vacation. Yes. That didn't last long.
Interesting.
Or?
Greetings, O'Neill. Turn right, then enter the door at the end of the corridor.
Oh, a voice.
I've always considered them to look like they're made of purple mechanical.
Yeah.
The voice echoing through the... Why the hell does Thor need a ship this size anyway? And seriously, it's just a little guy.
Well, there are more than him on board.
I'm not sure there is.
Well, there should be. There's a whole crew, but at this point, Thor's the only one who's on board.
And he's not looking well. Not looking up.
O'Neill. Thor,
You're right?
I am dying.
What happened?
It is, as you humans say, a long story.
Does this have anything to do with those bugs in the hall?
I could not transport you directly into this room. The bugs, as you call them, are attracted to the high energy output of the transporter.
What are they?
They are the enemy of the Asgard.
I think it's a nice nod to the start of the episode where he comes into Daniel in sickbay.
Yeah, pretty much the same. Except Thor's a little more animated.
Oh, gosh. Coat, door. In fact, in the current weather, forget the coat. Thor looks more orange than usual.
Well, yeah, he's a bit off colour, isn't he? A bit jaundiced, maybe, or something.
Forgive me.
For what? Thor?
I'd imagine if they're, since they're grey naturally, the jaundice, they'd probably go green.
It could just be the mood lighting of the set.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. He thinks he looks better with a bit of a tan.
He actually looks like he's covered in soy sauce, but... Thor almost stressed.
For what? Tell me. Start shaking him. Thor, what?
Gently pat. No, you see, his skin looks like it has the consistency of wet plasticity.
For a little guy, he looks really solidly built. Mm. Oh, that's it, Thor. Mm. Planning ahead. I recorded these earlier.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you how to use the stones. You have to figure that out, Jack. Yeah, let's put that there. Oh, and it worked. Hmm. Right at the introduction as well.
Yes.
Replicators. During the battle, this ship became infested by the technology. The replicators accessed the computer, which contained information about your planet, and plotted a course here.
Actually, in fairness, I'd say if he moved the first stone anywhere, it would have played the introduction.
Yeah, I think Thor understands Jack's level of intelligence.
Oh, Jack's intelligent enough. He's just technologically challenged. Mm. Oh, so we have the name, although in the usual Asgard. Who emphasizes the final syllable in replicators? It was like replicators.
I think it just shows us how different they are.
I'm sure you can remind us who does the voice of Thor.
Well, it has previously been Michael Shanks, but I don't know if he does it in this episode.
I didn't research, I'm shocked. Normally, I fire off random questions about tiny episode you know the word I mean, I just can't pronounce it.
But, I think I witnessed Colonel O'Neill being transported out of the base by the Asgard.
You did?
For what purpose?
We're not sure yet.
So you called me back anyway.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Testing? Testing? This thing on?
Colonel?
Carter?
Sir, what's going on?
Well...
Now, can he see her?
Well, a BF-8, 10 pounds of PBX, and a USAS at the base of the Stargate in, 5 minutes?
And a latte.
That's a lot of explosives, sir.
May I ask why?
Yeah, basically, Thor's ship has been overrun by a bunch of nasty techno-bugs.
Were the Asgard not able to defeat them?
Guess not.
That's what overrun means, Tilk.
That's a very nice holographic effect, considering you can actually see through them.
Yeah.
I mean, for the time, I know they can. You can actually project holograms like that now, but I don't think they could then. And I certainly don't think they had the budget for it.
Because, as we've seen, that the Asgard have much better holograms, so perhaps this is also an effect of the reduced power, so that the replicators don't track them down.
I was actually considering the effect from the standpoint of the guys who did the episode. I don't think we're on so much, not on the same pages, not in the same library.
So can you transport us up?
I could, but I'm not going to.
What is your reasoning, O'Neill?
Anybody who comes up is not getting down.
Da-da-da.
Well, sir, if you can't get off the ship...
Yeah, I know.
Significant pause, or let it sink in.
That's allowed for the fact that this could be Jack sacrificing himself to find the ship.
And so, at this stage...
She's realised, shit, why didn't I kiss him?
At this stage, you know, not pre-internet, but pre-mass market internet, you may not even know there were going to be another series. So, major character, possibly dying off.
Indeed. On the subject of which, let me do this week's... Aha! We have one!
Yes, we do. Not yet, though.
No, not yet, but we do have one.
You'll see that the ordnance is in place. Major, to your knowledge, if Colonel O'Neill is unsuccessful, can the Asgard ship be destroyed by a surface-to-air strike.
The general's being optimistic. Can we shoot it down? He couldn't shoot a Goa'uld mothership down. Why the hell should he be able to shoot an Asgard ship down?
So if we can't see it, we can't target it.
He really doesn't look well. He's looking more orange.
He doesn't.
The molecular transportation device has been pre-programmed.
And so far as such a non-human face can have an expression, his looks pain. Based on his
And Jack's got no time for this. Fast forward, fast forward.
Enter the symbol.
Get to the good bits. Jack turns to the last page to see how it ends.
30 seconds after entering the code, the targeted material will be transported to the indicated cargo hold. Remember, the transportation technology emits an energy pulse strong enough to attract the replicators.
State-of-the-art 3D modelling.
Yes, for then.
Yeah, took 6 hours to render for 2 seconds of screen time.
Looks more like 15.
No, the actual animation, zooming in the ship.
But at least it was on screen for a while.
Oh, yeah. There's someone sitting there watching the show saying, oh, I did that. Yeah, and the mother or the wife, yes, dear. Very good.
Have you got a lot of volumes on me?
Surprise!
Damn it! I gave you people a direct order!
General Hammond overruled you, sir.
Oh, he's not happy.
Yeah, that's it. Give Jack a big gun. That'll placidate him a bit.
Grab what you can. Let's go.
Yeah. Now you've asked for it. Perhaps I should have put this on wheels.
Yeah.
Grenades. They could have been handy as well.
Yeah, wouldn't it be good if we had some grenades? That's not a good idea.
No.
Definitely not a good idea. Oh, now it recognises a threat when it sees one. Oh dear, I've been involved in tiny, tiny bits. What the hell is she carrying, a 50 cal?
Not an ideal weapon for this sort of job.
And not an ideal weapon for a woman her size. They seem to be reassembling.
Yep.
Did you see Michael George couldn't actually pick that up on his own?
The second time, though, they didn't reassemble, so there are limitations to them.
So they come back together and it's okay, I had another guy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. How you feeling? You remember Carter? Teal'c?
Why did you bring them?
Anyone?
We believe we could be of assistance.
Now you will all die.
They're all doomed.
They brought themselves.
Yes.
I didn't bring them on the store. Don't put me in detention.
The coordinates to NASA, they can be here within a matter of hours.
A shuttle.
We also brought spacesuits.
I think Thor's relationship with Jack is... He sees Jack as an errant child. He's like the staring parent.
Easy to move.
Does this ship have an airlock?
Yes.
Yes.
So we just plant some PBX, jump ship, and blow it.
What is PBX?
An explosive.
Yeah.
You just have to tell us the best places to plant it.
All Asgard ships are equipped with internal dampening fields that activate in the event of an explosion.
Sorry, folks. Brief interruption.
Well, how exactly did you expect us to destroy the ship?
If I knew a fast, simple method, I would have destroyed the ship myself.
So he wants the... We have to deactivate the dampening fields, then.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's possible.
He's had a panting slightly, isn't he?
His little stomach up and down, up and down. The little servo's working overtime.
Or a puppeteer. Somebody desperately jabbing a button akin to an 8-bit computer game.
That's it. That's sort of... Look, I told you everything you need to know.
Stick those on there.
Back to Teal and back to them. That gives you an idea.
I'm about a second behind you then.
No, you're not.
Lifted a stone.
It's powered by 4 neutrino ion generators. In your Earth units of measurement, each engine outputs a maximum of 1 billion.
Yeah, kilograms. My eyes glossed over right about there.
Guess I better go through all these recordings.
That's a lot of power.
You see, he's glad Carter's here. She understands this stuff. And I said stuff when I want to say another word beginning with S and then ENT. Oh, dear.
Welcome back.
Major Davis, isn't it?
It is, yep. Colin Cunningham.
I recognise someone. That's an achievement by my standards.
At least we know the red phone's not just for calling the president, though. When the general called the normal switchboard.
He might not have used the red phone.
He did. We saw him use the red phone, but we didn't comment on it at the time.
General, all I do all day long is read up on the Stargate program.
I think that's the only outside shot we've seen in the ship where there wasn't a beam coming up or down.
See, some time ago, the creators were not present.
Most likely destroyed by their own creation.
Most likely till...
brought aboard an Asgard ship for study before the danger could be fully comprehended.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, that wasn't smart, was it? Yeah, that's a good point, Jack. We've got plenty of excuses for doing foolish things, but the Asgard really shouldn't have.
Yeah.
The entities learned from the very means that were employed to stop them. They have become a plague on our galaxy.
It's actually hard to imagine that anything would give the Asgard this much trouble.
Sorry, okay. I'm in the transcript at the point where I should be.
Their odds of survival in a new environment depend on numbers. They are currently feeding off the ship and replicating.
Well, you read exposition, exposition. We should be saying something.
I'm never too sure. Like I say, when I hear you go, I'm not sure if you're reading or watching.
Both. Windows are side by side.
Then they will land in search of more raw materials.
How intelligent are they?
Their capacity for learning is extremely high.
Thor's explanation here is sort of... Jack comes in with, hang on, I can understand this, babe.
Yet, they all act with a common purpose.
What's that?
Self-replication.
And there does not appear to be a way to stop them.
Jack was kind of, I was starting to glaze over, don't get technical with me. That's what Carter's for.
Correct.
Can this ship withstand an uncontrolled re-entry into the atmosphere?
No. The heat from the friction would cause the ship to burn up.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that with all this advanced intergalactic technology, this ship can't withstand a little heat?
All right, Mike?
In order to reflect the subspace field of the phase generator.
He's going to stop talking.
No to say.
It's kind of hard to comment on the exposition-y bits.
Yes.
Then all we have to do is crash the ship into the atmosphere.
You will have to regain control of the navigational computer.
Sounds like a plan.
That can only be done from the bridge.
Well, there was a map in the recordings. Can we direct them from here as they go?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, where are this? Where are they all?
They're hiding.
And I like the set design, though. They really do. It doesn't matter if it's a Gwold ship or Asgard ship. They're just a Tok'ra base or anything. They get the set design spot on.
Well, this is their season finale, so they'll probably spend about three seasons worth of... I mean, let's face it. Last week's episode didn't require a huge budget.
Of course. They didn't spend a huge fortune on these displays in this control room.
You want to go down that hall?
She's laying that awfully quickly. It's like a video game, isn't it?
Why are some areas flashing?
They indicate the quadrants of the ship that the replicators have disabled.
How do I zoom in?
Top left symbol.
No, it's kind of 3D Pac-Man.
Yeah, waka waka waka.
Okay, I've referenced the Certain Future Arm episode twice now. Let's see if anybody gets it.
You want to go through that door on your left.
That doesn't sound good. I want to open that door.
Yes, that looks remarkably like the corridor they just exited from. Because
it does, doesn't it, really? And round they go.
They're not threatening me yet. No. They are, however, even yet. Looks like this. It's a honeycomb type
design. It does, doesn't it, yeah.
Are we implying that the Asgard are insectoid at some point?
Well, I'd say that's pretty much bug-like, and they've said they act individually and have a hive mind.
Why can't I see any bugs on the screen?
The first thing the replicators do, once aboard an Asgard ship, is disable the sensors capable of detecting them.
Now, I think about the Asgard. Why does the ship look like a honeycomb?
Because it's a very strong method of construction, isn't it? Lightweight and strong.
Why is there a stripe of light across her head?
Okay, it's Kirklite.
Ah, yes. I've never heard the phrase before, but I get the point.
Well, it's from a podcast I listen to.
I've heard that episode. I'm only back to about 170 or so. Ah, you cannot help me. Didn't he say something about being, or did he say about being able to transfer his consciousness?
I don't think they've covered that yet, no. Hmm. But obviously, you know, there's nothing that Earth medicine's going to be able to do to help him at this stage.
Yeah.
You cannot help me.
The door is not opening.
You there yet?
Again, it sounds like there's a lot of replicators inside.
They seem
inside.
To be wearing shooting glasses.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds as though there are replicators inside. Watch yourself.
There's not much of a chance. Oh, is that Big Mama? No. They're feeding off the...
Do you get the impression that this bridge would look absolutely incredible if we saw it as it was before the replicators came?
Came along and ate half it?
Yes.
Yes,
that
but...
column of energy right through the middle and...
For fundamental reasons of set design cost.
There must be pictures of it somewhere.
It's probably been sketched. Has there ever been a Stargate comic?
I don't think so.
Stargate Infinity doesn't count.
Doesn't count, no.
No, Stargate Infinity does not, for the purposes of this podcast, exist. If you're hoping we will cover it, the answer is no.
Hmm. Nothing's been damaged.
Good.
Sir. Thor's not doing well. He says that pod could put him into a deep stasis that would preserve his life.
So do it.
He won't let me.
Yeah, Thor's pretty much a fatalist at this point.
Yes. Thor not happy.
Hey. I understand you're not being a particularly cooperative patient.
As long as I am conscious, I still may be of some assistance.
Yeah, however, if you're dead...
As I have said, if you do succeed in destroying the ship, we will all die.
Do you actually get blowback with shotguns? I'm intrigued. Is there some sort of backblast off the fire which could damage your eyesight?
I don't know. I've never fired one.
I've fired blanks, but I've never actually fired a real one. Hmm.
She's had a thought.
There are shields around the ship, but they would not protect against a weapon already inside the force field.
Hmm. In fact, they actually might make it worse if they contained the energy.
Hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry, but, you know, the level of technology in Asgard ships, having a deceleration drive, a simple engine like that to slow them down seems a bit, I don't know.
Well, you know, it could be Occam's razor.
Useful for this episode.
Yes. I mean, in fairness, we don't know enough about Asgard technology to comment on what they used and what they didn't use. Maybe it was the simplest. They may simply go for the elegant, simple solution. Or maybe Thor is a sort of retro gearhead.
Could be, yep.
You know, this is the equivalent of a 1950s Chevy.
Outside of this vessel.
Someone's going to have to go out there.
Of course they are.
We've seen this ship hover a couple of hundred feet in the air, and you think, there's got to be anti-gravity of some sort. And if they can control gravity, they don't need those sort of thrusters to enter orbit.
But maybe the anti-grav was the first thing the guys ate.
But that would go against the replicators being intelligent and understanding Asgard technology. They would need the anti-grav to land safely.
Theoretically.
The Russians have gone on alert as a response. The moment the Asgard ship attempts to land, the president has decided to let the rest of the world know what we know.
And then?
We hit it with everything we've got.
SG-1 is on that ship.
Oh, I know something about with Erikos. He's no longer Carter's hair twin.
Over an hour ago. We've had no communication since. And we have no idea what kind of a time frame we're dealing with here.
Let's give them a reasonable chance, Major.
Yep, sorry, Daniel. We entered from them for an hour, so we're going to nuke the damn thing as soon as we get a chance.
Do we have Necrodon-enhanced nukes?
I'm sure we do. And if we don't get them, the Russians are going to get them.
If they didn't do much good against the... And I thought 5 was the safe level. What were you at 4? Why was 4 green? Threat level orange.
At this stage, they've mentioned the Russians, but they don't actually specify how much the Russians know.
I couldn't possibly comment. That would involve future season spoilers.
Each tank has 6 hours of oxygen. Whoever goes should have plenty of time.
I will go.
I was going to do it.
There is a radiation concern, sir.
My symbiote protects me from exposure to radiation for a prolonged period of time.
Okay. You go.
Oh, that background looks incredibly fake.
Yes. You're being sarcastic?
No, compared to the rest of the episode so far, that background looks terrible.
Behind Teal'c, yeah.
No, not behind Teal'c. That's actual real. Behind Jack and Sam.
Yeah.
It looks like the top button opens the inner door, the middle one depressurizes the airlock, and the bottom one opens the outer door.
Yeah, roger that.
Oh, Teal'c in space suit.
Now we need the...
Or did they actually build something?
We need the right stuff music as they turn the corner.
I'm sure you can put it in. Where they got the space suit.
I ain't got a clue where they got the space suit from. I'm pretty sure you probably could have bought it from Prop Works.
Indeed.
Ah,
yay!
Indeed! Which gives us a count of, I think, 3 for the entire season.
We're on a roll.
Yes, be careful you don't fall off then.
Let's do it.
How did Jack know which button to push?
Because he's been told off-screen by Sam.
Right. They must have...
Good job he can fit through the opening.
Yeah, it looked a bit tight, didn't it? I imagine he probably bumped off the door a couple of times. Now we're now going to depressurize.
Say Sally. One small step for Jafar. Very nice.
Oh, that's a nice one. That one should go in. Oh dear.
Yes, that's no good.
Yeah.
It seems to indicate that the replicators actually dissolve the metal or the material first.
Akin to spiders, although they look more like cockroaches. I can see why he didn't. What is it he's carrying?
A bomb. Oh. The bomb. A small shaped George, I imagine. It's unlikely that the hull of the ship is magnetic.
Yeah. Where is he going?
Wrong way, Teal'c. The engines are that way.
He's not holding on to anything.
Yeah, that's tricky, that, isn't it?
That is, isn't it?
Where are the handholds in the ship, in the hull? There aren't any.
How's he prepared? Does it have little puffs of air type thing? It's a nice shot of the ship. I'm sure you're enjoying that. That's a very nice shot, actually.
Yeah, how to make a 3-foot model appear a mile long.
Yeah, that's a nice zoom. I know you're quite keen on the Asgard ships.
Oh, crap. Teal'c, how's it going?
I am returning.
I don't suppose you could step on it, could you?
I am moving as quickly as possible, O'Neill.
Oh, dear. This isn't good.
Doors closed, buttons don't work.
Carter?
Yes, sir, I'm working on it.
Neil, when did you close the door?
I'm moving these stones randomly and nothing's happening.
Yes, move them in a different random sequence. Well, at least it sets. They do have buttons outside as well.
No manual release, so.
You get the impression Jack hates bugs. Oh,
ooh. Yeah.
His tank just blew!
O'Neill!
Carter!
Sir, I'm trying to use the transporter to beam him inside, but it's not working. The transporter array on that side of the ship must have been knocked out by the bugs. We can still do this, but Teal'c's gonna have to push off.
Now, Till should be about 100 yards away by now. Close to the air, coming out there. He's gone. Ooh. Feel the tension building. Mm. Will he survive or not?
Will we find out in the next 12 minutes?
Yep. We're going to try to beam you aboard. But you have to push off from the ship first. You read? You have to push off.
Perfect place for an ad break. If the
that
ship's
wasn't really a push off, was it?
Not really.
It was kind of a let go.
No.
Or it's not really. No comment. Thor is out at the moment. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep. It's a bloody big ship.
He's taking too long. Isn't there some way to re-aim the transporter array?
See, I'm thinking fundamentally things like conservation of energy. If you, to move such a big ship requires a fair amount of energy, so why not build a smaller ship?
A smaller ship wouldn't be able to house the engines required to generate the power for the weapon systems.
That's a very good argument.
Harder!
I'm trying!
Thor is really not looking good.
Nope. Yeah. Nothing.
So the red light flashing across the console.
Come on, breathe!
Deed.
Crash guard.
Oh.
That's following orders.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's him done for this episode, at least. Wake up, Jill.
His eyes look a bit bloodshot. You know, a little reticular hemorrhaging wouldn't have hurt. Walter! Yay! I did listen to the Gary Jones interview and the Joss Whedon interview and the Will Wheaton interview. You know, I'd forgotten about something.
What?
I went from antique hemorrhaging to police procedures to I ordered both seasons of Castle a bit 2 weeks ago. Why haven't they arrived yet?
Ask Walter. Walter, why haven't they arrived?
Sir, I know there's no reason for me to be here, but I feel like I should be here. That's not totally true. I feel like actually I should be up there with them.
You know how I feel most of the time.
Was there strictly background in this?
He has a few lines.
Good. What rank is he at this point, I wonder?
I think he's still sergeant, isn't he?
He hasn't got the 3-title rank then?
No. At least I don't think so at this point. I think he gets promotion later in the series.
Oh.
Fortunate that the replicators didn't respond to the transporter as quickly.
So we wait and blow the bomb at the right time.
Which is when?
When we start to enter the atmosphere. Too early, and theoretically the entry could be aborted by the bugs. If we wait too long into the descent, the bomb could burn off before we could detonate.
Ooh, not good.
There's always problems, isn't there, with any solution?
Yes. But remember, if you're not part of the solution...
Yeah, Jack had all this sorted out before you came along, trying to think, waving this little flag of rescue in front of his face.
Hmm. What was Jack doing? The stones aren't working.
You broke it, Jack. Oh, dear. It's like any good horror movie. You hear something coming before you see it.
Thor was correct. We are going to die.
Oh, come on, Teal'c, lighten up. Been in these situations before?
No, sir, we haven't.
We haven't?
Oh, please. I mean, this whole thing's a nod to Alien. He's wandering a virtually empty giant ship.
That's it. The replicates have had enough. They're landing.
The vessel is beginning its descent.
Not only that, they're making a noise so loud it can be heard in the vacuum of space. Yes, I know I've made that joke before, but gosh darn it. You think they left the shields intact?
That's it. Look
Thank
on
you,
the
Major
side.
Davis. Major Davis, ever the optimist. Ooh.
They've disabled the ship's cloaking device.
Object is on a controlled entry.
Projected landing on the west coast of the United States, sir.
Of course, this could also be a sign they've already lost the battle.
In what fashion? What are they going to do, crash into it? Yeah, I mean, okay, we have Asgard ship, we have B-52. You're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much so.
The thing is, what we're getting here is build-up of season finale.
General.
I'm sorry, Dr. Jackson. If that ship makes it through the atmosphere intact, we have no choice but to assume SG-1 failed. We must destroy it by whatever means necessary.
Yes.
So this
it's,
is
something people love or people hate.
This is so not going to be resolved.
Of course. Mm. Why is that panel working?
Where did you get all the extra stones? Because that panel has 4 stones. It the other panel only has a dual stone redundancy.
Oh, that's not good.
Let's do it.
Lit up the eight.
Did you mean to do that, Sam? When you said you had an idea, I didn't think you meant stealing the Stargate.
Here we go.
The Russians have also spotted the incoming object and are inquiring.
The Joint Chiefs will respond.
That's fortunate, isn't it?
Cancel DEFCON 2. Let's go back to DEFCON 3.5.
Unfortunately, at this stage, the Russians got assets in the theatre.
The Russians are at DEFCONSKY 2.
Yes, indeed.
They're going to use it to escape.
Like you did from the Apophis mothership. It could work.
It will work. They'll gate to another planet and then home.
You had a DHD. They don't.
Even disconnected, there should be enough power to dial out once.
This is Hammond. I want the beta gate unpacked from storage immediately. Yes, you heard me. I want it unsealed and ready for use as soon as humanly possible.
Where are we going?
P3X-234.
I hear it's nice there this time of year.
Jack would never remember that.
Yeah, where's that? Tell me that again. The green planet. Right.
We're going to see your girlfriend.
Do we have to? I might have left something behind. Don't want to go back
standing
there.
Standing in front of the gate, this may not be a good idea.
We got bugs.
Yeah, I do. Oh. Yeah, this ship's falling apart. Dial faster to you. Go help! Bloody help!
There they go. You say you really need earplugs.
Is that a grenade launcher on top of the shotgun?
No, it's not a grenade launcher. I think it's an incorporated handle.
Okay. It's got a hole in the end of it.
They're everywhere, no?
Damn bugs.
I tell you, grenades would have been a good idea.
Bandit is still on controlled entry. Present heading 196.
Duck. Oh. That singed his hair, didn't it?
Those guys are going to get to
them. You know who'd like this? Sergeant Greer from Stargate Universe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you yourself there.
Can we blow this thing yet?
Not yet!
That's it. Send Thor through. He'll be all right.
Say Thor. You know, what the hell with you?
Yes!
You know what? Okay. I'll accompany Thor.
At the other end of the Stargate, he just floats through and some people go, what the hell is that? All hail.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you send him to Asgard to come?
Like I say, this is just one hell of a firefight and they're not really making much headway.
Well, they are. It's just... It's like trying to empty the Atlantic Ocean with a spoon. I'd like to take credit for that analogy, unfortunately. Can we do it now, Carter? By the way, why aren't the bugs blocking the radio signal to the bomb?
They're not aware of it.
It will be in a second.
And of course it's going
to...
Captain, what I need to know is what do you see? Do you have a visual? 10 squadrons airborne on intercept course. The target has changed heading. It's dropped out of controlled entry vector. The target is breaking up.
We have visual confirmation. A fireball headed for the Pacific Ocean 400 miles off the coast of California. Naval recovery teams are moving in to deal with any wreckage. I'm sure you were right, Dr. Jackson. The point of commandeering the Stargate had to be an escape.
And at this stage, we did not see them escape.
No, we didn't see them escape, did we?
I just hope they made it out in time.
Yeah, let's see you explain that.
An asteroid!
Yeah, they were filming Armageddon. Michael Bay really went to town.
Good man, by Michael Bay standards, that's a fancy spaceship.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to hit the Earth with a 10-kilometer asteroid. I want a 100-kilometer asteroid.
Yeah, 10-kilometer asteroid would probably split the crust.
It still wouldn't look as good as a 101 in CGI. Oh, pensive looks.
Yes, even Arthur pensive looks. Oh, Walter rather. Why did that? Why was I saying Arthur? Is that a bit of the gate?
That's a big Thor ship. The da da da.
One survived.
Yeah, I like that though. You got the Celtic symbol.
That's a very ominous sort of fade out for the season.
It isn't it? You've got three of the main cast missing. You've got aliens on Earth. That's not good at all.
We've always had aliens on Earth. They just hide.
Well, we are the aliens. That's the biggest secret. We're the aliens.
Yes. We're all descended from telephone sanitizers.
Yeah. So that was the season 3 finale, Nemesis.
That was.
It was. Fortunately, at the time, the new season 4 had been commissioned, so at least Showtime viewers knew it was coming back.
By Showtime? I thought it only stayed 3 seasons on Showtime.
I think it was 5, wasn't it?
I don't know. You're the one that gave me that information in the first place.
I always thought it was 3. I'm pretty sure when I was looking at the air dates, it was up to season 5.
Hmm. Does that mean when we switch over to... what? Who showed it then? Sci-Fi or Fox?
Sci-Fi. It's never been on Fox.
No, I suppose Fox would hardly show an MGM production. Rival studio and all that.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Fox outsources just like any other network.
Yes, I'd rather not be outsourced. I don't like the idea of being outsourced.
We have some email from our friend Daniel. Take it away, Alan.
Mail. Mail good. Mail is always good. Having this on my own, I should have recorded this last night, but unfortunately I got drunk, so I'm recording it now. Mail from Ascended G-Man, aka Daniel Waller. Hi guys, just a note to say I will be sending another recording here soon. I have also mentioned my interest to Alan of co-hosting a podcast with you guys. I do consider myself to be a Stargate nut. My wife and I's first car was named Jackson and my current car is named The Jumper. Allusion to SGA, which we haven't covered yet, but we will. We've almost every episode committed to memory. I know we are pretty crazy. We have also got our own 2-year-old started on it. Anyway, my last voicemail was about Urgo, so I'm sure Alan is not sad that one was lost. You have no idea, Daniel, trust me. Well, that's all for now. Keep up the good work. Daniel. Bracket. How Alan could forget the third main character's namesake is beyond me. Third main, so I'm assuming first and second are Jack and Teok. I'm not sure an Amanda fan. P.S. As hopefully you get this on Monday the 29th, it will be on the 4th podcast. I would like to wish my wife Gina a very happy 7th wedding anniversary. Well, maybe we did, but I didn't record it until today, which is Saturday, December 4th. Sorry, mate. Ascended G-Man.
We did get the email in time, and we did record it. So congratulations to Gina and Daniel on their 7th wedding anniversary. And hopefully many, many more.
That's pretty much it, folks. So I shall quickly, and I do mean quickly. Actually, you know what? Also enough. I will record a boilerplate. I'd forgotten about Delphi. And by the time I did get home yesterday, it was about 4 o'clock, and I spent much of the evening and the night in bed.
Yes, you had an eventful and full weekend.
Yes, with a jacuzzi.
With a jacuzzi.
That's a woman. Unfortunately, not both at the same time. But
yeah, there's always next time.
Yeah, we're going in June or July. Because it should be more interesting. Right, if you wish to contact us, do not phone us. The phone number does not work. Don't phone us.
No, I've taken it off the website, so...
Good night.
It took me about half an hour to figure out where the hell it was.
That's perseverance, that is.
Well, it is, you know, it'll be on the links. No, it won't, because it's not a link. It was embedded in the actual theme for WordPress, so...
Oh, for the love of divine. In order to contact us, you can connect with our Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. No space. Well, a space, but not that kind of space. You can email us on gatecast@phasecast.com. You can go to the website if you're getting this from the feed, gatecast.phasecast.com. And when I actually get a small amount of money together, I may re-register and shift everything across. because Phasecast is dead. I don't intend recording it again. Well, maybe after I finish this, but since at that point it will be about 50, I don't think it's something I need to concern myself with. Now you go, oh, for fuck's sake. Eastern Europeans selling door-to-door paintings.
Oh, right.
I think you don't get that at home.
No, we don't, actually. We'd have somebody come round and say, do you want to buy a picture of your house from a plane? No.
we get that. Google Maps do that.
Yeah, why would I want to do that?
Sorry?
I mean, you can say, why would I want to do that?
No, this is an Eastern European with a sort of folder full of paintings. That and the cat tried to get in.
Right.
And sort of dancing from side to side, desperately trying to block the cat. Because there's several doors open. If I got in, it'd take me 10 minutes to get it back out. Possibly cost me off the skin of my right arm. Oh, God. Right. Sorry, I wasn't expecting a doorbell to fucking ring. We will come to a point in about 7 years where we're actually current.
Oh, good God.
Well, after, as I've said, you know, I'll come back to that. I'm rambling. We're on Podcast Alley, we're on Podcast Pickle, we're on iTunes. You may have got us for one or all of the above. You can download it directly from the website, which I've already mentioned, and I'll mention again, gatecast.phasecast.com. I trust that was sufficiently Kirk-like in pronunciation.
Yes, smashing.
Indeed. That's pretty much it, folks. The next week we record will be the Season 3 wrap-up. And any feedback that you've given us or equivalent of polls, we will go through then. And I just realised that I've closed the Twitter feed, so I can't tell people we're finished. I'll do it in a minute. Thanks for listening, and goodbye. I've been Alan.
And I've been Mike. See you next week. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.